Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. This is Brother Grant on Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. And we are here today for a special teaching on the names of God, Jehovah Rapha, Rapha, the Lord who heals. I am Brother Grant, and welcome to Church Lady Now, an exciting new radio blog designed to help you get to know God. This year, we're dedicated to knowing God, which means we're looking at his Hebrew names. In the Old Testament, God is named Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. The name Jehovah means Lord and existing one. Jehovah means to be or to exist, or to become known as. This means that by his name, God is telling us that he is always revealing who he is to us. When the names Jehovah and Rapha are combined, the words mean Jehovah heals or Jehovah the great physician, who heals physical as well as emotional needs. The Church Lady Now comes on blogtalkradio.com, and our mission is to help you develop a greater knowledge of God that will result in a more intimate relationship with God. This year, we have taught on the following already. Prepare for the new year. Be still and know I am God. God is merciful and compassionate. And the name of God, Elohim. Friends, these valuable teachings are available to you and your friends on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in our Church Lady Now blogtalkradio.com archives. Today, we're teaching and talking about the names of God, specifically Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. And last week, we were taught on Elohim, or El God, the creator and judge of the universe. Last week, we also learned that the names of God are collectively mentioned in the Bible 4,473 times, according to Strong's Concordance, and 4,635 times, according to Ask.com. Now today, as we're studying God, the creator of heaven and earth, before we get into our teaching, I would like to give you a little information about our ministry. The Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio since 2013, and to date we have 116 Spirit-filled published episodes or teachings available to you. And you can go into our library on blogtalkradio.com at any time and listen to all of our past programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our first year on the air, we taught on knowing God. The second year, we focused on who this man Jesus is, and in the third year, our focus was getting to know the Holy Spirit and the role he wants to play in our lives today. Now, this is a rotational teaching series that provides new teachings every week. This year's teaching about God is not the same as the teachings presented in our first year. We're growing in our understanding and relationship with God. And therefore, we invite you to join us on this journey to know God. To help you access the most recent program, we've placed Church Lady Now ads on our Facebook pages. And each ad contains a white arrow in the center of the ad. Click on the arrow, and the link will take you directly to the teaching on blogtalkradio.com. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio directly through your search engine and type in Church Lady Now in the search box. Click enter and you will be on the Blog Talk Radio page. You need to then scroll down past the sponsor advertisement and you will see all of our programs to date. And for those of you that are visual learners, we have some video clips of teachings we have done on YouTube. The teachings are from our former outreach program at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission. And to find us on YouTube.com, you type in Artist Oliver Church Lady to access many lively video clips. The video sound is a little loud because we're at the Rescue Mission ministering to homeless people, so turn down the volume and enjoy our powerful teaching. The Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, and all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. You can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. We provide tax donation receipts on all donations of $250 or more, as required by law, and upon request for donations under $250. To support our ministry, please send your check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, our ministry, we just do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people on the street, as well as men, women, and children in our local shelters, and women and children in domestic violence shelters, and children in third world countries. Because we are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives and the opening of prison to those who are bound. And that is Isaiah 61:1. Now, the Church Lady, also known as Artist Oliver, is the Northwest's leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. Minister Artist Oliver, as I said, the Church Lady earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, you can contact us at our ministry at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, for this past Christmas season, our holiday outreach program was to help raise more than $1,100. We raised almost $1,200 for the Samaritan's Purse Christmas Shoebox program. And then we served 100 children with toys for boys and girls ages 2 to 14. Now, with your help, we put together 100 shoebox gifts for the children in third world countries. Each gift box contained a wow gift. And that's when a child sees it, they go, wow. In addition to the gifts, we had hats, socks, toothpaste, toothbrush, bars of soap, paper, pencils, markers, paper clips, Crayolas, pencils, pencil sharpeners, hard candy, and more. And listeners, we want to thank you so much for helping us serve the less fortunate. To review our outreach minister report and pictures, you can go to our Facebook pages of Church Lady Ministries or Artist Oliver Church Lady. So again, thank you for helping serve the less fortunate. Additionally, we have mailed out to all of our donors 501c3 letters to indicate that you've made a donation for tax purposes. And so if you have any questions, you can please call us at area code 253-472-6213. Now, today is our second teaching on the Hebrew names of God. A name is important because it is how we are known to others. And the names of God represent His power, His action, and His reputation. God is known as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. And it is our prayer that today's teaching ignites your faith in God the healer. So now let's welcome the Church Lady. Good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. We've had a great day.
Well, you know, today is a good day. We had some technical difficulties, but we were determined that we're going to teach this particular lesson. We know that it's going to be a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. As Brother Grant said, it is our goal to ignite your faith in God. Today I'm excited because the Word of God says in Malachi 3:6, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed." In this verse, the I is Jehovah. The I is God. And the sons of Jacob are you and me. The God that we serve is immutable. That simply means that he is unchangeable, changeless, and he's unable to change. Foundation scripture. Our foundation scripture is, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed." And that's found in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. This is important because God's behavior is not based on ours. God does not abandon his people. In verse 7 of Malachi 3, God says, "Return to me, I will return to you." God is a covenant-keeping God. He said, "Return to me, and I will return to you." There are 14 scriptures that are considered the most relevant when it comes to describing the immutability of God. Here are a few. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of a man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? And then in Psalms 102:25-7, the Bible says, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart are from generation to generation." We're talking about the immutability of God. Philippians 1:6 says, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." And then there's Hebrews 6:17. "In the same way, God, desiring even more to show to the heirs of the promise, to the heirs of the promise, the unchangeableness of his purpose, interposed with an oath." And lastly, we have Hebrews 13:8. We're talking about God not changing. The Bible says in Hebrews, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Right now, we are laying the foundation for our God who is unchangeable. And his name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Did you know the first time that we learn God's healing power is in the book of Exodus? Really not the first time, it's probably the second time. The Bible in Exodus says this: "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." That's God talking. Now, according to Strong's, The word to heal is to cure, repair, mend, restore to health. In the Hebrew, the word rapha, the main concept of rapha is physical healing. Now, we first learned of prayer that leads to healing in Genesis chapter 20, verse 17. The Bible says, so Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his maid servants, and they bare children. Abraham prayed means the following, according to the John Gill commentary. The commentary is a written document that kind of describes what is said in the Bible. So we went to the commentary to find a description of what it means when Abraham prayed, because we did not want to get that wrong. So the Bible commentary, which is an aid, we use that as an aid when we're preparing our Bible study lessons. We use that as an aid when we're studying the Word of God so that we can understand it. So John Gill says that Abraham was a prophet. And one part of the business of a prophet is to pray for others and to make intercession for them, especially when they are in distress and or trouble. Prophets were praying people, and they usually had a great gift in prayer and great power with God. And they prevail with God for the good of other people. And such was Abraham. He was familiar with God. He knew God. And God had an interest in him. When you know God, God will be interested in you. And he used his relationship with God to pray for somebody else. It didn't matter what the offense the person had engaged in. He was willing to pray for that person. And he went to God in prayer that Abimelech and his wife and their servants would be healed because they were barren, and God did it. God did it. He healed them. Now, according to Gill, John Gill, this healing happened under the following circumstances. Now, this is very important. It's very important that we get this. The thing that happened is Abraham prayed. Abraham prayed to a God that he had a relationship with. He prayed to a God that he had spent time with, to a God that he knew. And when he went into prayer, he prayed for others. And through his relationship with God, he prayed for others, and in response, God was interested in him. Abraham knew the Lord who healed. Abraham was a prophet, one who had direct communication with God, for whom God showed favor. And Abraham used that favor to pray for others. Because Abraham had a special covenant relationship to God, he was held in the position of honor. He was the Lord's chosen servant, not because of his personal righteousness, but by an act of grace, by the grace of God. And consequently, the divine purpose that God had placed on his life was carried out in spite of his human weaknesses. God told Abimelech to seek the benefits of Abraham's prayers. This established a divine principle. And the principle is that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That is a man who is in right standing with God, a man who is familiar with God, a man who is known by God. That's James 5:6. And in place of man, we can use woman. In summary, today we've learned that God doesn't change. He is immutable. Jehovah Rapha means the Lord who heals. Our goal was to ignite your faith in God the healer. Our foundation scripture is, for I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, O sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. That's Malachi 3:6. You and I are the modern-day sons of Jacob. Our God does not abandon us. He is saying today, return to me, and I will return to you. The first recorded healing prayer is found in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, there was prayer for healing. Abraham prayed for Abimelech, and God healed him, his wife, and his servants. Abraham was a praying man who had power with God, and he prevailed in prayer on the benefit of others, for the benefit of others. Abraham had a relationship with God, and God had an interest in him. When you and I spend time in prayer, we develop a relationship with God and become familiar with his ways. Abraham not only prayed for his family, but he prayed for others. You and I must also pray for the good of others. So how do we apply this? What is the application? Like Abraham, we must pray and develop a relationship with God. And how do we do this? We start with the Lord's Prayer, which is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9. Think of this prayer as an outline that is designed to help us have a conversation with God. Think of this prayer as headings for different categories of prayer. For example, the prayer in Matthew starts off with Our Father, who is in heaven, who art in heaven. Well, as we're praying Our Father who art in heaven, we learned last week that he is the God of the universe. So we can say, Our Father who is the God of the universe, Our Father who is the God of creation, Our Father Elohim. You see that? So we started off with Our Father, but then we talked about who our Father is. We just start off doing something new. It's not easy. We feel a little clumsy and uncomfortable. But what we did is we just took a phrase from Scripture, and we stated what it means to us, what we know that it means to us. Don't worry about getting it right. The Holy Spirit of God, God's Spirit, will come alongside you and teach you how to pray the Lord's Prayer. I've seen him do it time and time again. The Holy Spirit, he is the Spirit of God, and he will help us to develop our prayer life. Our job is to show up, to set aside specific time every day to spend time with God. During this time, we read our Bible. If you don't have one, please get one. Get a one-year Bible, NIV, New International Version. With the one-year Bible, every day, you get an Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, and a Proverbs. In 1 year, you can go through the entire Bible. Or you can take that one-year Bible and use it in a two-year fashion and go through the entire Bible. I challenge you to memorize the Lord's Prayer and then start to pray each line. From our teachings, we've learned two Hebrew names of God. So in the place of Our Father, we can pray Elohim, God of creation, or we can pray Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. This is what you call intimate prayer, which allows us to know God, which allows us to know God in prayer. Friends, God is exciting, and he wants to reveal more of himself to you and to me. Amen? And finally today, God had an interest in Abraham. Since God has an interest in us today, he is saying to you and to me, return. God is saying, return to me, and I will return to you. Friends, it is time to return to prayer. This concludes today's teaching on Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. I pray that you've been encouraged and ignited to seek Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. And now it's time to go back to Brother Grant. Brother Grant, are you there?
I certainly am, Church Lady. Listeners,
well, I'm turning the program back over to you.
Okay, listeners, it's time for our perpetual prayer for you. And the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen, listeners. Our perpetual prayer is, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you're to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. And the Lord be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, Church Lady Ministry listeners, you can partner with us to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We ask our partners to make a small monetary monthly donation of $19.99 a month, or $240 a year. And these donations are used to help us support our ministry outreach efforts to the less fortunate and Bible teaching to all people. Our Bible teaching includes this radio blog on blogtalkradio.com, Bible classes, seminars, retreats, Holy Spirit encounters, and nights of prayer. We have done all these and will do more in the future. Church Lady Ministries is good soil for you to sow your financial seed. All contributions to this charity are tax deductible. And Church Lady Ministries, as I said, is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 practice ministry, so you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. And you can send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And if you need further information, you can call us at area code 253-472-6213 Monday through Thursday for more information. In the meantime, you can visit our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, where you can like us and follow us. So you can tell your friends, you can like and follow us on Blog Talk Radio also. Or if you'd like to contact us via email, you can go to churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, this is Brother Grant saying good evening and God bless you until we meet again next Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific Time for The Church Lady.